الحمدللہ رب العالمین، الصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، لئن شکرتم لازیدنکم وان کفرتم ان عذابی لشدید، وقال اللہ تعالی ان اللہ مع الصابرین۔ وقال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم عجب للمؤمن ان اصابہ خیر حمد اللہ وشکر وان اصابت مصیبۃ حمد اللہ وصبر فالمؤمن یوجر فی کل امرأۃ فی کل امره حتی فی اللقمۃ یرفع الى فی امرته۔ صدق اللہ العلی العظیم وصدق رسول النبی الکریم۔ مائی ڈیئر بردرز اینڈ سسٹرز، فسٹ آف آل آئی ول سے عید مبارک ٹو یو آل، although those English speaking people may have celebrated عید 2 days earlier. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this pleasure. But anything which we consider good for us, that is ni'mah. And on ni'mat, it is must to have shukr. And anything which we consider difficult for us and we face some problem with it, so at that it is must to have sabr on that. And these both are very, very important activities of our life, because every time we are having one of them, either we have some things which we consider good for us, or we are facing something which we consider difficult for us. Both type of things are possible at any time. For example, if I am sitting in AC and I am taking cool breath and I enjoy it, so that's very good, and I am taking the benefit of this, so I should say Alhamdulillah, because it is ni'mat for me. But at the same time, if I am feeling some problem in my stomach, although that AC is already available, but because of that problem, I am facing difficulty. So on that, I must have sabr, and I should go to doctor or hakim for the treatment. But I should say nothing such like that which can damage me. So either we are having good things, so shukr is needed, or we are facing difficult things, so sabr is needed. But on both, Alhamdulillah, we are getting ajr. Just like at this hadith which I have already narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the surprising aspect of a believer is that he praises Allah and expresses thanks for any good that he receives while he still praises Allah and shows patience for any which befalls him. A mu'min believer is rewarded for all his actions. For all his actions, of course. Even for a morsel which he places in the mouth of his wife. It looks dunya, if I am doing this, so this looks dunya, but it's actually liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it is shukr. So if we are having anything So we should act accordingly. So if it is something related to having sugar, so we should perform sugar, otherwise we should have sabar. What we get if we perform sugar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you perform sugar on ni'mah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I shall increase this ni'mah for you. And if you do not do this, do against, so Allah says, indeed my azab is very strong. So we should perform shukr on ni'mat. I was saying something at one time, there are different types of therapies. For example, homeopathy, allopathy, hikma, and others. So I said, I consider another therapy as well, and that is shukr therapy. How? For example, if you are having problem somewhere in the body, so that problem is not at the whole body. It is at some part. For example, if it is one eye, the other eye is alhamdulillah good, your eyes are working good, your tongue is working good, your brain is good, your heart is good, all other things are good. So you do shukr on that. When you perform shukr on that, so Allah will increase that ni'mah. And what is that ni'mah? That is sihat, health. So if Allah will increase health, so your problem will be solved. It means that problem will be cured, disease will be cured. So it means we should use these things. Once Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was going to have kalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he met a person in the path, asking him, please ask for me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my condition, because I am not having anything. He was digging himself in the sand because he was not having clothes even. Nothing for food. He said, please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me. Then he met another person who was saying that I am too much a rich person and I cannot do sins because of that. So I have to protect just my wealth and it is very difficult for me. So therefore ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me that this is reduced. See the situation, here we don't do these things because we are only interested in money, not in solving our problems. Because problem will be solved with the less money even. For example, if someone is arapati, billionaire. So if the some 100,000s, if his problem is solved, so what he is doing with the billions? This is more than he needs. But he thinks himself good with having too much money as compared to other, to be called a rich person. This is a statement he needs. And this is just nonsense. So that person who was asking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regard was not this person like us. He was knowing that I cannot use my wealth at wrong things. And I am only to protect because shukr is lazim. So he was doing shukr accordingly. But it was becoming difficult for me. Difficult for him. Musa alayhi salam went and did kalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when came back, he told the first person, do shukr Allah will increase ne'mat for you. He said, how can I do sugar what I am having? So this you can say the storm came and the sands were even blown. He was just naked. And when he met another person, when he asked him to do this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that do some thing with kufran ne'mat, it means say something against this, which is against shukr. He said, how can I do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this ne'mat and I should do kufran. It's impossible for me. And that wealth increased more. So see the situation. Actually the solution is there, but we don't see that solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said us to do shukr, to be thankful of to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every ni'mat you are having. Because actually these things are not our right. It is just fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not want to give these things to us, we cannot do anything. What about those people whom are not given these things? What about them? So we should consider these things. For just a moment, we think about Eid. Who has granted this pleasure to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan is our enemy. He wants to put us in Jahannam. So see the situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this pleasure to us and we are following shaitan who has not granted this, and we are obeying him, not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see the situation, what's there? Another thing, pleasure is of two kind. Number one, the pleasure which is coming from nafs and the pleasure which is coming from ruh. These are two types of pleasures. The pleasure which is coming from nafs is instant. Just you take and it will finish. For example, if I am eating something, so the taste I feel only in the mouth. When it goes beyond the throat, it's finished. No taste. How much time it is there? How much time it is there, Dr. Sir?
Few seconds.
So for few seconds, for example, if we are eating that thing which is bad for our health, what about that? Just like a person who is having sugar and he is told not to eat sweet things, but he does not protect himself from this. So just for few seconds he is inviting problems, too many problems because of that in future. So this is one lesson which we get from these things, that this is called ajala. Ajala means the thing which is just present before you and you are thinking about it, that is ajala. And the thing which is coming after that, it is ajala. So if you sacrifice ajala for ajala, it is foolishness. And if you control ajala for the sake of ajala, it is wiseness. The wiseness for the worldly life is also good, that you are protecting yourself from bad things because of sugar, okay. But wiseness for akhirah, it's even more needed because that life is too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And the condition is this, that you prefer this worldly life as compared to the life coming hereafter. And the situation is this, the truth is this, that that life is baqi, it means it will remain forever. And the ni'mat which is there is too much as compared to this, and the difficulty there is too much as compared to difficulty here. So it means to consider that thing, it's even more wiseness. So to spend Eid with those activities which can damage our spiritual life, it may give very instantly for a few moments some pleasure, but that will damage our spiritual sense and which will make problem for us and even the life hereafter. So this thing is needed to understand. Otherwise, we can have too many difficulties for ourselves. So mashallah, we are Muslims. We have been granted vision of akhirah. And the thing is this, ala bi zikrillah tatma'innu al-qulub. Do understand, because of zikr, itminan, the hearts are receiving. So this satisfaction which we need, it's easily available with the zikr. The person who is performing zikr, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him that satisfaction which nobody other can get without this. Because actually the pleasure and thinking about difficulty, it's just actually some psychological thing, point of view, angle of vision. If you look to something at certain angle, you feel one thing, but if you see it from another angle, you will see another thing. For example, if I am seeing difficulties with this angle, that it is giving me too much advantages in the life hereafter, so what shall I think about it? But if I am thinking about them, that what I am feeling here about this, what I shall feel about it? So by zikr, we can make our point of view and angle of vision better. So that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us pleasure. Hazrat Yusuf Matala rahmatullah alayh, who died this year, he was in England. He used to come to hospitals to visit sick people for yada. So once he came, so he saw a person, English person, not Muslim. He was suffering from insomnia. He could not sleep. So he met him, he asked, what should I do? Can you advise me something? Because for the worldly things, we follow many things. So he said, yes, if you say Allah, Allah, so that will help you. So he started saying Allah Allah. The next day when he visited the same hospital, so that person who was on the bed, he jumped and threw himself in his legs, 4 feet, and was saying, Allah, 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 Alhamdulillah, I was having very good sleep tonight. I was having very good sleep tonight. He was very happy. So actually, these are facts. We should understand. If we are with Allah, so we are having all the things. If we are away from Allah, so everything is away from us. So in this Eid, we should also practice these things. We should do all those things which is according to Sunnah. And Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Billahi alhamd. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. So if we spend this time according to Sunnah, inshallah it will make our life here also and life hereafter there also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to follow the rules of Sunnah and not to follow our wishes of nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection from these things and not to obey shaitan. وما علينا البلاغ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد.